Community Secretary Eric Pickles has visited Oxford this week. During an interview with Oxford Mail reporter Freddie Whittaker, he delivers a blunt message to Oxfordshire County Council about its finances and its proposed cuts.
What I'd like to start with is, you talked a bit during the speech about how gone about cutting quite a lot of money from your department. A lot of that has come from local government.
No, that's my department purely. None of that is local government.
Oh, right, okay.
And I felt that I had to do that because I don't think I could have looked local government, Oxford City Council or Oxfordshire Council in the eye unless I'd done more than them.
But a lot has come from local government.
Sure, but I mean, no matter who had been running the government, that was always going to happen. We're a quarter of public spending. But next year, local government will spend £4 billion more than it did this year.
Right.
So actually, we're not talking about cuts. We're talking about stopping the level of the growth in the budget.
Okay, I understand. But could you not go further and say, let's cut out further levels of bureaucracy by allowing unitary authorities to go ahead where they could work?
That's kind of an interesting question. I mean, I clearly thought I did tie with the idea about unitaryism, but I realised that by the time we would have got the unitaries through, which would be, I suppose, just about now, I couldn't have got the change through. And there is a kind of a theory in politics that you change things by structure. I've never believed that. What I've always felt is that structure should be on the basis of catch-up. And what I'm actively encouraging is for local authorities to run things together, to share offices, to procure together, to work very close together. So they could actually achieve virtual unitaries by agreement. I've got no problem, keep the political independence, but bring the officials together, have one chief executive for a number of authorities, have a planning officer. And we could play catch-up in terms of doing a reorganisation on the back of that reality. A number of authorities have embraced that. It's been quite impressive.
I mean,
but some haven't.
There is a lot of joint working already in Oxfordshire. You have West Oxfordshire and Cotswold. You have Charwell and Southampton.
But nothing very much between county.
No.
And now, bearing in mind that, three quarters of the services come from the county? Now, I'd look to see some vertical integration.
Right.
Yeah.
Between county and district level.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of money can be saved there. But more importantly, I think you can improve the service. But yeah, there has been, I will concede, there's been a bit, and the districts have done extremely well.
You say improve the service. Do you think that Oxfordshire County Council has been doing a bad job?
I'm not a resident of Oxfordshire, and I am sure that when we get through this process that Oxfordshire County Council, given that it receives more than the average by way of grant, will protect your frontline services.
Well, they've actually said that they won't be able to protect frontline services with this next round of cuts, £61 million, they've said.
Million pounds out of what, £2.5 billion?
They've said that they won't be able to protect frontline services. They've said, that there has been this concern that 37 of the 44 children's centres in Oxfordshire might close. Would you be happy to see that happen?
I would not be happy to see that happen. I can't believe that a Conservative authority would close that number of children's centres.
Or any?
I believe that they're out for consultation, and I'm sure that they will want to protect our frontline services. Oxfordshire receives roughly per household £100 more than the average for county council. Given that other county councils are able to manage on a lot less money, I'm sure Oxfordshire will be able to do that.
So what do you think is going wrong with Oxfordshire if they're not able to do that? I mean, another thing that they're having to do is introduce charging for certain aspects of the home to school transport issue. I mean, some people might say that's very sensible. Other people are saying that that's actually going to lead to certain rural schools potentially having to close. I mean,
local authorities have to defend their own budgets, but what I expect them to do is to prevent the front line. I expect them to work together with other authorities. I expect them to work together with the district. I expect them to work with other counties. I expect them to do all the things that we've talked about. But it is utterly unrealistic to think that local government expenditure coming from the centre is going to go under any political party.
Right. I mean, what about council tax? I mean, council tax has been capped for a couple of years.
Council tax has not been capped.
Sorry, the rise in council tax.
No, you can, if Oxfordshire wants to increase its council tax, there is nothing
can hold a referendum.
I can do to stop it, but they have to have a referendum of the people, and if they make a good case, I know that democracy is an inconvenient thing, but, you know, that's the way to do it, and there are no restrictions. Government, if they put a 10% increase and the people of Oxfordshire vote for it, there's nothing government can do about it.
Well, I don't think the people of Oxfordshire would vote for a 10% increase in council tax, and I think that's what a lot of people showed when they were at a recent Have Your Say event in the county. But if that cap was raised ever so slightly, I mean, Oxfordshire County Council has said that the latest round of cuts would be closer to 40 million rather than 60 if they were allowed to raise council tax by 3.75%.
Then they should talk to the public. And what Oxfordshire needs to understand, it's a quarter of public expenditure for councils. We've made clear right from the very beginning, because this is the second year of a settlement, they've known for a long time that this was coming. Other authorities are able to cope with this. Other authorities that are receiving a lot less than Oxfordshire are able to cope with this.
Mm. But it doesn't make it any less difficult for the people who are going to be hit by these cuts. I mean, they're saying that they have serious concerns about whether they're going to be able to protect their adult social care budget.
How can that be possible? Because the government is putting in to transferring from the health service £3.8 billion.
Hmm.
That if there is one aspect of county council work that is being not just protected by the government but actually enhanced, it's adult social care. I mean, I just find that's an amazing thing to even suggest.
So you think they should be able to cope without affecting anyone who is under their care?
I expect them to improve the service of people under their care. Adults
and if they don't?
Then they have to answer to people of Oxfordshire.
Okay, all right. I mean, just lastly, there's a motion due to go to a full council meeting in December, which, if it passes, I don't know, it might not. I don't know if it'll have the support of your Conservative colleagues, but anyway, it's a Lib Dem motion. They want to invite you to a meeting, one of these Have Your Say meetings, so that you can answer questions from the people of Oxfordshire. Would you accept that invitation?
No, because I believe with responsibility comes power. And I think the last time I looked, it was a Liberal Democrat who was the Chief Secretary to the Treasury. And it's the Liberal Democrat Chief Secretary to the Treasury who's determining the level of money that is coming through to this and to Oxfordshire. And, you know, frankly, silly games, putting on entertainment, is an aberration of responsibility. The power and the responsibility lies with Oxford, nowhere else.